Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your producer, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles. We welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the new National Guard show, a series of new and brilliant dramatic radio productions designed for your enjoyment and starring the foremost names of motion pictures. The National Guard, our great citizen army, brings you Sonny Tufts in a story titled Boy with the Green Thumb. And now, the curtain rises on Act One. Simmons III is a great disappointment to his father. Descendant from a long line of industrial chemists, Sammy grew up to have, of all things, a green thumb. He loved to grow things. Even in school, Sammy planted watermelon seeds in his inkwell. Now Sammy works with his father. That's in the Simmons Cosmetic Building, downtown New York. And here is Papa Simmons.
Now, gentlemen, our job is to make every woman in America beautiful. And the way to do that is to get them to buy the Simmons line of cosmetics. That's what this meeting is for.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Check.
Yes, sir. Check.
We need new merchandising ideas, clever advertising. There's no room for dopes in this organization. Miss Davis, where is that son of mine?
Well, I couldn't say for sure, but
You're his secretary? Where is he?
Well, in the chemist's laboratory, I suppose.
Again? I warned him about that.
Well, he keeps his gravel plants in the lab and...
Gravel plants?
Well, honest, Mr. Simmons, Sammy found some gravel somewhere, and he's making the darn stuff grow.
Now add 2 fingers of sink water. Oh, better make it 2 fingers and a thumb. Now let's see. 1 pill from this special bottle. Aspirin tablets. And now 1 rusty nail in each plant for vitamins. Oh, hello, Stella.
Oh, Sammy. Sammy, there's that meeting this morning.
Oh, gosh, the meeting. Oh. Okay, but look here, Stella. See how my gravel flowers are coming.
Oh, Sammy, if you aren't the one.
Yeah, pink flowers.
Using just gravel for seeds.
Sure, just plain old gravel from my farm in Hackensack.
Oh, that green thumb of yours.
Magic, huh? Of course, it takes very special care and ingredients.
Like what?
Oh, very technical plant foods.
Oh.
To be added at certain hours of the day.
Or when the moon is right?
Yeah. Stella, I'm naming the flowers Stella Gravella.
Oh, Sam, how sweet.
In your honor.
Oh, Sammy. Sammy, you should never leave that farm of yours.
Oh, I wouldn't, but, well, I like it here. You know, the company.
Oh, you mean someone's particular company, Sammy?
Stella, I'd like to ask you something.
Yes, Sammy?
Sam.
Oh, we were just leaving.
Wasting company time and costly material on this junk here, huh?
Only water, Dad.
Making me a laughingstock.
Oh, I think he's accomplished something.
Oh, do you now? Well, you won't think so much of my son when I cut him off without a cent. You hear that, Sam?
Yes, Dad.
You know, Mr. Simmons, just anybody can't take a piece of gravel and grow flowers.
Don't talk nonsense.
Well, look at them. Using sink water. Isn't that right, Sam?
Well, yes, but you see...
Just water?
Well, a little dirt, but you see...
And nothing else?
Well,
nothing costly?
No,
Oh, he's a genius.
No, who ever heard of growing flowers out of gravel? Why, it's... Yes, who ever heard of growing flowers out of gravel?
You see?
Son, that's wonderful.
How's that?
Flowers out of stone, a terrific merchandising idea. The Simmons Magic Stones. Well, I'll give one away to every woman in America.
You mean free?
To remind them of the magic of Simmons face creams and beauty packs.
Well, that's fine, Dad, but you see...
Sam, can you get enough of that gravel?
Well, sure. But...
Then that's it. We'll broadcast the free offer on our radio hour. And Sam...
Yes, Dad?
I'll forget that little fuss we had. Yes, sir. The Simmons Magic Stone.
Oh, Sammy.
Gosh.
Well... What's wrong?
Well, I hope I remember.
What?
All that stuff I used to make the gravel grow.
Sam? Sammy, my boy. These are just a few of the letters from last week's broadcast. There's 20 more sackfuls in the mail room, all wanting the Simmons Magic Stone.
That's good, huh, Dad?
Good for cosmetic sales. The best idea I ever had.
Gee, thanks.
Don't mention it. An idea like this can't miss. Why, it's sure fire.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, Dad, I better be moseying along.
Oh, hello, Sammy.
Oh, don't bring any more mail in here, Miss Davis.
Oh, I think you better read these, Mr. Simmons.
Yeah. Well, bye, Dad. Bye, Stella.
Well, goodbye.
Why, it's just more mail asking for gravel, isn't it?
Oh, these folks already got their magic stone.
Well, and?
And now they write and say the gravel won't work.
You mean no flowers?
Hmm, and if those flowers don't grow, lots of people are going to feel cheated.
If those flowers don't grow, the Simmons Company is committing a fraud. Where's that idiot son of mine?
The curtain falls on Act One of Boy with the Green Thumb, starring Sonny Tufts. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from our announcer.
More than 390,000 of America's finest young men are joined together in the new National Guard. They train in more than 5,000 Army and Air units located throughout the continental limits of the United States. Veterans and non-veterans alike are working together in a common cause, devoting a few hours of their spare time each month to help foster the security of the nation. This balanced fighting force of Army and Air units represents a large share of America's reserve strength. This is your new National Guard, on the ground and in the air. And now back to our show.
And now, Act Two of our play, The Boy with the Green Thumb, starring Sonny Tufts as Sammy. Sammy grew flowers out of ordinary gravel, but the people who received the Simmons magic stones can't make it grow. Banished to his farm in Hackensack, New Jersey, poor Sammy is pining away when he gets a surprise visitor.
Stella, gosh, am I glad to see you.
Well, I'm not supposed to see you, Sam, but this is important.
Oh, I've got something important, too. Something to ask you.
Oh, but Sam, I'm worried. I'm worried about your father.
Oh.
He's in real trouble.
You mean the gravel plants?
Sam, the Simmons Beauty Hour broadcasts tonight. We've got to tell the people how to make that gravel grow.
Well, gee, can't the company chemists find out? They're smart.
Well, the chief chemist, Mr. Conkright, was in your father's office when I left, but I don't know if he had any...
Simmons, my experiments are still incomplete, but progress has been made.
Yes, yes, you found out.
Yeah, that your son used ordinary gravel.
We know that.
Soil he used shows traces of ferric oxidum deposits.
He put rusty nails in the flower pots.
Mm, further tests disclosed minute quantities of acidyl salicylic acid.
Aspirin tablets, he told us that.
Now, I'm not a horticulturist, Mr. Simmons. But in my considered opinion, you cannot make this gravel grow. Anytime or anywhere.
Oh, so that's your opinion.
Yes, I stake my professional reputation on it.
Well, that idiot son of mine grew them. Dozens of them. Right under your nose.
So he did. Of course, there are certain undefinable elements in the soil he used.
And you can't trace it?
In time, Mr. Simmons, in time.
But we broadcast tonight. We can't wait. Get your hat, Conkright.
We're going somewhere?
To Hackensack. New Jersey. He got me into this mess, and by heaven, he'll get me out. You want to help your dad out, don't you?
Yes. Tell us how you grew the gravel.
Oh, try and remember, Sammy.
Well, I am trying. Just give me a chance.
Yes, give the poor lad a chance.
Let's see. What day was it I started planting?
It was a Monday.
No, it was a Tuesday.
That has no scientific bearing.
Give him a chance.
On Tuesday plantings, I always add a hair of an animal.
Oh, Sammy.
What species of animal?
Oh, any kind, as long as it's black.
As long as it's black.
Samuel, hasn't your mother ever told you you fertilize plants with the hair of a horse's tail?
But I use something special for fertilizer.
Sammy, what?
Yes, Sammy, what is it?
Well, it was in a can.
What can? Where?
In the laboratory, under the bench.
The trash can?
No.
That's it.
That's the secret of the gravel plant.
We'll rush back, analyze the contents of that can, and broadcast the results on our show tonight.
Well, I'll stay here. You don't need me.
You never said truer words.
Well, that's gratitude.
Miss Davis, if you're finished with this idiot, I'll drive you back to the office.
I prefer the company of an idiot.
Oh, gee, thanks, Stella.
radio's on. All right, here it comes.
And now, the announcement you've been waiting for.
This is it, Stella.
Shh, Sammy, listen.
The Simmons Company, makers of fine creams and beauty packs, offer another gift to our radio listeners. Free. One queen-size jar of the famous Simmons Facial Pack. The only mud pack made with that rare element, Crush Stiff in Nerf. Just pat a few spoonsful of this mud on your Simmons Magic Stone and watch the flowers grow. Remember, no other beauty clay has that rare...
Oh, Sam, so that's how you grew the flowers.
Yeah, prune flowers.
Prune?
It's that rare beauty element in the mud pack. That's a crushed stipinerp.
Stipinerp.
Spelt backwards, that's prune pits.
Oh, that must be your father.
Hello?
Sammy, my boy, I can forgive and forget.
Well, fine, Dad.
If you'll come back and take charge of my new department, plant and flower research.
Well, hold the line.
Okay.
Stella, dear, would you like to help me start a nursery out here?
Oh, Sammy.
You will?
Oh, if that's a proposal, I accept.
Hello, Dad.
Hello.
Well, never mind the plants and flowers. We'll stay out here raising a fine crop of kids.
The curtain falls on Act Two of Boy with the Green Thumb, starring Sonny Tufts. Thank you, Sonny, for your appearance here with us on this performance. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our citizen army, the National Guard, presents Virginia Bruce in a story titled An Old Debt. Be sure to join us, won't you? Until then, thanks for listening. This is C.P. McGregor saying cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appeared through the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.